You are listening to 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. It'll take a second, I think. Let's see. You hear anything? We're doing a little sound check here, but we're coming to you live from Sandpoint Pride Fest. Sounds like I should turn myself up a little bit, something like that, maybe. And I just wanted to break in and say we are live. We are down here. Jim Healy is addressing the crowd right now. We're going to continue playing music with an appropriate number suggested by Julie Perchinski, who's also here with us. If you're at Pride Fest or coming down to Pride Fest, do stop by the KRFY booth and say hello. We are in the shade near the Evans Brothers building, and right next to the Bouncy House, and conveniently located near the restrooms. So, continuing now with Mungo Jerry and In the Summertime. We'll be back talking, actually, I think, to the Pea Jammers before too long, marching band who is here at Pride Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to KRFY 88.5 Panhandle Community Radio. Panhandle Community Radio, my name is Jack, and I'm coming to you live from Sandpoint Pride Fest. Just wanted to break in and let you know what you've been listening to so far. I'll tell you that you just heard Michael Jackson. Before that was Barry White. Hi.
Hi, Julie from the
ACLU. Hi, Julie from the ACLU. No. Yes, you're Les. You were just on. What do you feel like? Do you want to do this, Les? I'm on the air right now. I could, or I could play a song, and then you could come on. Okay, well, let's play. We'll play a little music, and then I'll talk to you, Les. Les is going to be on the air in just a minute from the ACLU, and we are excited to hear from Les. What was I just saying? Barry White before that, Sly and the Family Stone with Hot Fun in the Summertime before that, Eddie Cochran with Summertime Blues, Elton John, Mungo Jerry, a lot of music thus far. Coming to you, as I said, live from Sandpoint Pride Fest. We continue now with a little Lionel Richie. All night long, all night. We'll be back in just a moment, live from Sandpoint Pride Fest. This is KRFY Panhandle Community Radio. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. I'm guessing you can hear me there, Les. Hope it's not too loud or too quiet, or I hope it's just right. We are broadcasting live from Sandpoint Pride Fest. Jack here behind microphone one and behind mic two. We have Les Hutchinson Campos, the digital communication specialist for the ACLU of Idaho, up from Boise. And what brings you up here, Les?
Yeah, hi, Jack. Thanks so much. So we came up here. We were invited by the organizers of the Sandpoint Pride Fest. Really because of our collective community work around HB 675, the House bill that sought to limit trans youth's access to health care. That bill went through committee and went onto the House floor and then was shut down thanks to all the community-wide work all across Idaho and nationwide. Really everyone stepped up and said, we don't want this, and we were able to stop it on the main House floor, and it didn't go on to the Senate and get passed. So we were really, really glad about that. And, you know, the more we all work together, the more we can fight bills like this in the future. So it's really important that, you know, you all know what the ACLU of Idaho can do to support your civil liberties and rights.
Yeah.
Both in the state and federally.
So HB 675 was basically will not be going forward at all, or
no,
just not this turn?
It's
yeah.
done.
Nice. Okay. Well, what work lies ahead? What are you doing going forward?
Great question. Thank you. So the work ahead is that while HB 675 was eventually stopped this last legislative session, there are plans for more bills in the future and more attacks on trans youth and trans athletes, as we've seen in other states.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our work is never ending, and we have to defend our civil liberties at every moment. So we really hope that you all are paying attention to what's going on. If you're watching the legislative sessions and hearings, and you can follow us on our socials. We're the ACLU of Idaho everywhere. We'll keep you up to date. Our website does bill trackers where you can keep up with what bills are getting passed, when and where they are, and hopefully help us step up and fight for our rights together.
Any other things you want people to know about how to either get in touch or what you're up to now? What people can do, I don't know, today?
People today can feel a lot of love and support with one another. It's a beautiful day here in Sandpoint and all across Idaho. That's the best, is just being together.
No kidding. It is a gorgeous day. Great day for Pride Fest. We are coming to you live from Sandpoint Pride Fest. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. Thanks for stopping by, Les.
Thanks so much, Jack.
Okay, we're going to continue with some music. And if you are coming down to Pride Fest, and you should, do stop by the KRFY tent. We're over here by the bouncy house, the water fans, and the bathrooms as well. It's very convenient. Okay, we're going on. Michael Jackson with The Way You Make Me Feel coming up next. This is 88.5 KRFY. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio broadcasting live from Sandpoint Pride Fest, where we are here in the shade, and people come by just to get the shade because it's such a nice, hot, sunny day. One of the people who came into our tent to get shade is named Kalika, and she's here on official business. She's a floater. Is that what you are?
Yes, a floating volunteer.
You're a floating volunteer. Okay, get right up on the mic, and let me just ask you, what are your duties and tasks in your capacity as a floater?
Well, I am basically just kind of monitoring the crowd, making sure people have water who need it, people can get in the shade if they're getting overheated.
Uh-huh.
You know, just general observation.
Yeah. Do you have any, has anybody needed water so far? Have you had to perform any, there's been no rescue operation yet?
No. Rescue operations, mainly just complimenting cool outfits and directing people toward water if they need it, but so far so good.
Do you have one outfit yet that you would say is the best one here?
You know, I just passed someone who walked by who was just very colorful, but they also had a parasol, which I thought was the best idea so far.
I saw somebody with, yes, that is not something that I have in my, okay, there's a parasol right there.
There you go.
I don't have one. I do not own one, but it's a very nice, what do you call that? It's not
accessory?
It's an accessory. Yes. Yeah. See, very good. Thank you, Kalika.
I don't have one either, but now we'll have to.
Okay.
Seek some out.
Yeah, well, let's all get parasols. Okay, well, that's it. We're going to go back and play a little bit more music. Thanks for dropping by, Kalika. If you see anybody else super interesting who you think needs to talk on the radio, you point them this way.
I will do it.
Okay. We're going now to a request from Julie Perchinski, who is also here. This is the Love and Spoonful with Summer in the City. KRFY live at Pride Fest 2022. Here we go. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. We're broadcasting live from Pride Fest. That is Sandpoint Pride Fest down here in the, I think they still call it the Granary Arts District in between Matchwood and Evans Brothers. Jack Peterson here on mic one, and across from me on microphone number two is Dolly.
Holly.
See? Okay. Should have written that down. Hi, Holly.
Hey.
You are, what brings you down here? To Pride.
Well, you know, to celebrate equality and community support for Pride.
You are you're an employee of Matchwood.
I work in the kitchen right now.
Nice. You having a good day?
I'm having a great day.
Cool. Yeah. It's a nice one. Have you seen any anything particularly cool here at Pride?
The marching band earlier was pretty fun.
The marching band is here,
yeah.
and the P-Jammers is the marching band, and we'll be talking to them in just a little bit. I can see the head jammer coming this way. Holly, we broke into our broadcast because we had a special request from you.
Yes.
For Get Up, Stand Up.
Correct.
From Bob Marley and the Wailers. Any particular reason you wanted to hear that song?
Well, it came on during the my work shift yesterday in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and everybody was dancing along, and it's pretty fitting for today.
I assume you guys listen to 88.5 KRFY in the kitchen.
Of course.
Yes, I knew it. I knew. Okay. So you wanted to send this one out to?
To Pride.
To Pride. Okay, here we go. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Get Up, Stand Up. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio live at Pride 2022. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. There you go. My name is Jack. I'm broadcasting to you live from Pride, Sandpoint Pride 2022. With me is, let's go around the circle, I guess, and introduce ourselves. Starting, you've got a microphone that definitely works.
Hi,
go ahead.
I'm Jim. I play with the P Jammers, the Peace, Justice, Activist, Musical Rascals of Spokane.
Oh, it stands for something.
It does.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just the P Jammers. Okay. Go ahead.
And it stands for something very good, we think. My name is Justin. I'm a Wiro player with the Peace and Justice Activist Musical Rascals of Spokane.
Okay.
My name's Gail. I took up playing trombone just so I could play with the P Jammers.
And I'm Dave Bildwin. I play cowbell and drum with the P Jammer.
Okay, and I have my own microphone. So here we are. You guys came up from Spokane. Is this your first time at Pride? Who should I address this question to?
So
Justin.
Yeah. We play in the Spokane Pride pretty much every year.
Yeah.
There's counter-protesters that have signs and a loudspeaker, and so we play when the Saints go marching in as the parade goes by. And I think, you know, I like to think we're a staple of the Spokane Pride.
Yeah.
But this is our first time in Sandpoint Pride, and we're so happy to be here. It's a wonderful celebration. We got invited by Adrian Murillo, who is one of the organizers, mm-hmm. that's performing right now some beautiful poetry and music. And it's a beautiful event, and we hope everyone can come on down.
It's a pretty good turnout, I gotta say. But the event goes on until I think 8:10 tonight, something like that. So, there's plenty of time to come on down and check out Pride. How long have you guys been playing together? Or how long has the P Jammers existed? How about that?
Sure.
Because not everybody has been in the group the whole time.
Initially started as part of a band within a broader movement of what's called honk bands that often show up at protests and really bring accessible music to places where music's not often accessible.
Yeah.
And so we, like in Spokane, we try and, you know, we play every march and every protest that you can imagine, from the Martin Luther King March to the Pride Parade to, we also do street festivals like the Garland Street Prayer. We were the champions of the Southeast Spokane County Grand Parade up in Rockford, and but to answer your question, we came into existence in I believe it was 2011, so this is actually a decade in for us.
Yeah,
we've had a really, you know, a rotating lineup of different people as people come into the band and life happens and they go on to other things as well. Mm-hmm. And right now though, we probably have about probably 16 pretty frequent players with us, and it's a lot of fun. And we're open to everybody. If you're visiting Sandpoint or often in Spokane, look us up on Facebook, the P Jammers, the Peace and Justice Activist Musical Rascals of Spokane, and hit us up because we can send you the music. And we're open to everybody, all levels of playing. And we also, even if you don't play an instrument, you know, we want to get a flag corps together, baton twirling, ribbon stick dancers, everything, you know, to really, it's a lot of fun, I'll tell you what.
I have to attest to you that, it was an awesome way to start off the show. I mean, to start off the show, the event, Pride. You guys really put on, it felt like something was happening as soon as you guys walked in. I'd say that. Great music. Looks really cool. Looks like everybody's having a good time, and you brought the the energy level right up when you, as soon as you rolled in. It was cool.
And we wanted to, you know, we wanted to be really intentional about when we came and played in front of the stage. The song we played was the old Woody Guthrie traditional song, This Land.
Yeah.
And that's because this land really is your land, and it's my land, and it's made for you and me, regardless of, you know, if you're black or white or gay or straight or bi or trans or anything. You know, we want to make sure everybody knows that Sandpoint is for all people. And coming from Spokane, we want you to know we love you, and we really support Pride, and we support you.
It's an excellent statement. I thought he was going to play the cowbell on that one. There it is. Okay. So you guys sound great. I've never heard the term honk band. That's what you call it. I'm a little embarrassed. I've never heard of it. It sounds like this is something that goes on everywhere. But go ahead, Jim. Jump in there.
There are honk bands across the country that play at different events. Activist bands, and there are honk fests. In fact, there's a large one in Seattle called Honk Fest West, where bands like this get together and have the chance to play.
25 bands.
25 bands at Honk Fest West. Is it a competition?
No. It's collaboration.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, if someone's interested in hearing more honk music, there's a great band out of Chicago called Environmental Encroachment. There's also a couple from Seattle, one of them Rise Up Action Band, and the other one's called Chaotic Noise Marching Corps, and they're absolutely phenomenal music. You can find them on YouTube, and really check them out.
And it's actually an international phenomenon. Street bands are gaining popularity all over the world. The accessible music idea, especially.
Yeah. So.
And the beauty of this is that anybody can join. I've never really been a musician until I joined this group in 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At 62 years old, I finally got told I can make noise. So I went out, I got cowbells, I got drums, I got cymbals. I'm ready to make some noise. But at least I got to keep it in rhythm, and that I got a little sense of rhythm, though I think my fellow B-jammers might argue a little bit. But they've been great. I'm a beginner at this. You know, I understand music and all that, but I'm a beginner, and they let me make noise.
It sounds great. It's good sounding noise. It's fun.
We need more people making noise. We need more younger people making noise. This is too much fun to keep to ourselves. Come on out. Honk with us. Go with us to Honk Fest West. We do more than just this, and we are a fun time, and it's going to be even funner. We're going to put together a flag crew and a bunch of other stuff. We want to get more people involved, because it's fun!
More cowbell!
Right. Did you? That sounds great. That's awesome. Do you guys mention how to get in touch with you if somebody is interested in joining?
You can give me a call. My name's Justin. My phone number is 509-720-9206. You can also find us on Facebook. That is P-Jammers, Peace and Justice Activists, Musical Rascals of Spokane. And you could probably just Google us too, P-J-A-M-R-S, Peace and Justice Activists, Musical Rascals of Spokane, and I think we're the only ones with that name.
Yeah.
So we'll probably pop up somewhere. But, you know, reach out. And I think, you know, I would also say, like, the beauty of the honk music and of bands like us is that you can start one in Sandpoint, too. If maybe you're in high school band and you kind of set down that trumpet or the tuba for a while, you know, pick it up again and reach out, put an ad in the paper or on Craigslist and find some people and create this yourselves, because what it's all about is really about, you know, breaking down the barriers between people, breaking down the barriers between the performer and the audience, and really using music to enhance, you know, a peaceful way of being and to show up for social justice causes. And it would be great if maybe next year there was a honk band from Sandpoint that was playing at the Sandpoint Pride Festival.
The radio audience, I'm sure, is taking notes right now. If they want to see a honk band tonight, you guys are playing at...
Right around
5 o'clock, right around 5 o'clock. Come on down to Pride Fest and see the P-Jammers on stage. And I guess I think that's about it. I'll go back to the music, unless anybody had anything else they wanted to throw out there. I don't want to cut anybody off. No, okay. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. Excellent. Thank you guys so much for dropping by the KRFY, the red tent over here by the bouncy house and the bathrooms. And we are going to play a little KC and the Sunshine Band. That was the P Jammers, the Peace and Justice Activist Musical Rascals. Rascals of Spokane. Yes, okay. All right, thank you very much. Here's KC. Thank you. Thanks, Eric. This is community radio, folks. We do the best we can. I'm Jack Peterson. Eric Ridgway is here. I think we might have missed that, or if they heard it, there was some music playing underneath it. So let's start again. And you were just telling us about the human connection. Sorry to make you start over, Eric.
Not a problem at all, Doug. So the Human Connection is a counseling service, and we've been in town since 1991. And we were happy to be a sponsor last year.
Yep.
The businesses here.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
We're happy to be again back this year as a sponsor. We support everyone being welcomed and our community celebrating everyone. We have a wonderful community in North Idaho, and sometimes North Idaho gets bad press, but there's lots of great people here, and we make a difference.
You're right. Yeah, the press is not always, the press covers the bad news more than they cover, I guess, the good news, and that's okay. We're kind of in the media business ourselves, and that's, I understand it, but it's important that you also celebrate in the way that we're celebrating today here at Sandpoint Pride.
We have a very inclusive community. We have arts here. We have people of all different kinds. One of the things that I really enjoy about Pride this year and last year is the diversity of people here. We have little tiny children and people probably in their 80s. I don't know. I haven't asked them. But the kids are having a great time. The kids want to celebrate everyone. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
We need a world that everyone is welcome and safe and celebrated, and the kids get it. And, you know, lots of people are getting it. So it's really nice that we've got this here.
Yeah. Is the Human Connection, you consider yourselves a resource for the youth of the community or for anybody?
Yes, we have worked with many youth over, you know, many decades, and we are definitely strong supporters of the LGBTQ+ community, have been from the beginning, very strongly supportive of the world being better, and people who are needing support, I want them to reach out and ask for support. It's available for anybody who wants it.
How would somebody get in touch with the Human Connection if they wanted to?
So they can Google us and find us. If they look up, you know, counseling in Sandpoint, ours is one of the ones close to the top, the Human Connection, if they can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They can Google us. We have a website. We're out by the YMCA, so we're really easy to find. We're right next door to the YMCA, and we've been here since 1991, so we're easy to be to find.
Cool. You know, on a hot day like this, you know what I like to do, Eric?
What's that?
I like to go for a swim.
Absolutely.
Do you have any plans to go swimming anytime soon?
Yeah, we've got a really big swim coming up. So the Longbridge Swim, maybe more people know me in this town because of the Longbridge Swim. That got started in 1995, and it's coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's the first Saturday in August. It'll be Saturday, August 6th, and that's an open water swim that's also inclusive. Everyone's welcome. We have some elite swimmers, but the vast majority of swimmers are just local folks who want to get out and have fun.
Yeah.
It's 1 3/4 mile, and we have all kinds of people doing it every year. It's hundreds of people who make it and feel quite a sense of success.
It's the 6th of August this year.
Yes, first Saturday in August.
It might be the year that I finally do it.
We'll see.
I haven't signed up yet. Is it too late?
No, it's not too late.
Okay.
You can go online, just Google Longbridge Swim, and you know, we have hundreds of people sign up. Probably more will sign up between now and the event than have signed up already. So
cool.
Totally fine to sign up now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get back to some music, and somebody's up there playing Adrian Murillo, and somebody's playing guitar with him now. So Pride Fest goes on. We are broadcasting to you live from it. thank you for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY, and come on down and see us at Pride Fest if you are making your way downtown. Eric, thanks so much for sitting down with me, and we're going to play now that song that had started to play while we were beginning to talk. We'll play a little Curtis Mayfield with Superfly. You are listening to Panhandle Community Radio, live at Pride Fest 2022. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio live at Pride Fest 2022 here in downtown Sandpoint. Or are we technically in downtown on this side of Fifth?
District.
It's the Granary District, the Sandpoint Granary Arts District. I am sitting across from Molly Fay, the family consultant for early states Head Start. Molly, can you hear me? By the way, can you hear me through the headphones?
Yeah. Not really.
Oh, okay. We can turn those up a little bit. There you go. How's that?
That's better.
Okay. And you're, yeah, just talk right into the microphone.
Okay.
And tell us what brings Early Head Start down to Pride Fest today.
Yeah, Early Head Start supports all families, and we're really inclusive and meet all families where they're at, and we just wanted to come support this great event and put our name out here that we are very inclusive and believe in equity for all people.
So anybody, there are no restrictions to joining Early Head Start, other than, I suppose, age would be a restriction.
That's correct. Yeah we serve pregnancy up to age 3.
Okay.
And we're a free program that does home visits, and we also have play groups where infants and toddlers come together and play at the center, and we do circle times, and we give away free books on our home visits to families to build their literacy library, and I have some examples of books that are here today, like Love Makes a Family, and books on culture, and all different kinds of people.
Are those for sale or to give away over there?
We are giving away bubbles today.
You're giving away bubbles.
Bubble,
you just have an example.
Yeah.
You have sample books.
Sample books, the ones we give away to families on home visits.
Okay.
So.
That's cool. I only ask because I think I have about a 19-month-old here somewhere running around who would probably love to see a book
right
about now. Anyway, so Molly, have you been having a nice time, would you say?
Yes, it's been wonderful.
What have
Lots
you
good people.
Have you seen anything you need to report on from your side of the thoroughfare here?
Oh, just lots of happy people.
Yeah.
Lots of good people being really kind to each other and having really good things to say, and that's about it.
Yeah. you've got a nice shade, which is good. Have you been keeping cool?
Yep, got my Mr. Bottle.
Okay.
Keep myself cool, and happy to see everybody out here today.
Yeah. So say again, you're from Early Head Start, and how people can, you know, get in touch with you if they are either expecting a young one in the future or have a little one up to the age of 3, right?
Correct, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you can reach us on our website. It's www.msehs.org, and that stands for Mountain States Early Head Start. And you can apply online there or just call us up. Check out our website. Check us out on Facebook.
I have another question for you.
Yes.
What band is this? We got a band playing in the background here, folks.
I'm not sure if they
Me
have
neither.
A name. I think that... I'm not sure if they have a name.
Okay.
But it looks like the schedule's posted right over there.
Oh, my vision isn't quite that good. Okay. Well, now that the band is playing, I think we're going to shut the radio station down and go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Which means that you are the last guest here, Molly. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for what you do for Mountain State's Early Head Start. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to play one more song, and then we will continue with Juke in the Back. And stay tuned at 5 for the 50s. The 50s Fun Show with Bob. Just playing Bob, and then the 60s Sounds Show, and then we'll have a fun rebroadcast of one of the 70s summertime shows as well at 7 o'clock. 80s at 8. You know, you get the idea. It's just going to be good music all the rest of the night. Do come down to Sandpoint Pride Fest because that is still going on. And thank you for joining us here on 88.5 for these last couple hours when we've been broadcasting live. It's been great fun. Thanks to everybody who dropped by the booth as well, if you're still listening. Let's play. We had a request. Let's see. Do we have time for a request? I don't know. We're going to play the beginning of it anyway. We had a request from the folks over at the United Methodist Church who are here for Katie Lang's version of Hallelujah, and I think that's appropriate. It's a little bit down, but we're going to play at least the beginning of it and then go over to Duke in the back. Thanks again for listening. This has been KRFY, live from Pride 2022. You can hear that the party is just really getting started. Here's Katie Lang.
Ponderay.